More than 70 people ringed the roundabout in Manchester on Saturday, June 11th, taking part in a nationwide series of protest marches and demonstrations, and raising their voices against the surge in gun violence over the past month, as well as all the previous mass shooting events from Columbine, Sandy Hook, and Parkland, Florida. Across the nation, hundreds of other marches and demonstrations took place, with the largest being held in Washington, D.C. The only other demonstration held in Vermont was in Montpelier. The March for Our Lives movement, which got its start after the shootings at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in 2018, returned to the front lines of the push to restrict access to military-style assault rifles, as well as improving background checks and so-called red flag laws, to intercept would-be mass murderers before they can get their hands on weapons of deadly force. Shortly before the noontime rally got started, we had a chance to speak with Dana Zazinski, a local organizer of the demonstration in Manchester.
Something that we discovered in March for Our Lives is we have a national protest happening today in Washington, D.C., and there are hundreds of satellite marches happening throughout the United States, but about a dozen protests aren't happening today because local organizers were threatened. They received death threats, they were harassed on social media, and to protect their own lives, they felt that they couldn't continue having a local march, which in and of itself is such a tragedy because the message is so misunderstood. All we want is to get people at the table. We can't be divisive about this anymore. Nobody is for dead kids. Nobody is for massacres. And people who are for guns and people who are against guns, we all need to get together and say something needs to stop. That's our message. Let's start listening to each other and let's start talking. We are not saying ban this. Our platform at March for Our Lives is not to ban this or do this. We're saying we need to get together and we need to compromise and we need to talk.
Other people we spoke with echoed the call that enough was enough.
I'm a former teacher. And I'm a parent and a grandparent, and I'm outraged that we have to live this way. There's no reason in a civilized country why kids should be afraid to go to school. That's why I'm here.
I probably can't improve on silence after that. I'm not an ex-teacher, but I am a father and grandfather of 13, and it's terrifying, and they shouldn't be. And there isn't any reason for it. It's a lack of courage on the part of our elected leadership at all levels in both parties, in my opinion.
The demonstration lasted for about an hour. Many motorists passing through the roundabout honked their horns in support, and others didn't, and a few indicated they didn't share the protesters' viewpoint. Recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, have breathed new life into those who would like to see more barriers to, if not an outright ban, on the availability of assault rifles obtained by members of the general public. But this complex issue is one that has defied easy solution to date and has emerged, again, as a divisive issue that pits many people into opposing camps. Local state representatives Seth Bongartz and Kathleen James were also present at the rally, and we spoke with them shortly after it ended.
It was great. It's time we start pushing back, and gun violence in this country is out of control. We have to do something about it.
Yep, and I think Vermonters understand that there are a lot of common sense steps that we can take here in Vermont to strengthen some of the laws that we have on the book, to help make our schools safer, to help make kids safer, to help keep Vermonters safer. Here in Vermont, we have a problem with gun violence. Most of it has to do with suicide, which is really tragic. And so Seth and I are already talking with a lot of legislative leaders up in Montpelier to take a look and see what legislation we can bring forward in January 2023 if we're lucky enough to be reelected.
Whether these recent shootings and the outpouring of anger seen Saturday through the marches held across the country will result in some sort of legislative action by the U.S. Congress remains to be seen. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever. The Arlington Village Farmers Market is back in operation, having opened for the 2022 summer season on June 3rd. It's held Fridays from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Arlington Recreation Park. There are vendors selling food and vegetables, and then others selling giftware of many types. And there's also music, in this case by Dave Dominick on guitar and Neil Freeburn on piano. The farmers market in Arlington is now in its fifth year. We caught up with market manager Jessica Roberts, who filled us in on what was new this year.
Well, we've got some new vendors, and we've got an expanded opportunity to use our EBT program. You can come and use your EBT and EBT cards and get some cash crop, which you can only get at farmers markets, to double your food dollars here at the farmers market. And we also have now the ability to run debit cards. So if you run out of cash at the market, you can come and see us and we'll get you some more tokens that you can use as cash at the market.
Now what's an EBT card?
It's an electronic benefits transfer, and it's used for the Three Squares VT program and the SNAP program.
And I understand you also have this program where you can have, you're trying to recruit young entrepreneurs to open up a stall. What's that all
about? We're going to try it this year. And in the month of July, kids can come now and sign up. And they have to design a business plan. We have a business plan worksheet. They just design a business plan. And it's got a lot of questions on there to help them think about how they want to run their business. And then they'll be able to come and run a table for a week. We'll give them a couple tips and critique them a little bit. And then we give them another week free after that to see if they can increase their sales.
So they could be selling anything, basically? Or
so we're a producer-only market. It has to be something they make themselves. Could be, we have someone signed up to make flavored popcorns. We have one little boy's going to do bracelets and necklaces. So really anything that they want to make themselves, they can do.
So how many vendors do we have here this year? Is it basically the same number each week, or is it going to fluctuate? Or
it will fluctuate. Some vendors come every other week. Some are gone today on graduations, and some were gone last week on graduations. We have a total of 65 vendors, but every week you can expect around 30, 35.
Okay. And the farmers market is going to run all summer and into the fall, or what's our closing date?
We go until September 9th. And then it gets a little too dark. By 7 o'clock in September, it's getting dark, so we close up.
So most of the vendors here, are they like local folks or from around here or somewhere?
They are, yep. All of our vendors are local to the area. The farthest one probably comes about 25 miles away. We've got vendors right from Arlington and just the surrounding area. This is our fifth year anniversary. We're going to have a big celebration on August 26th. Our birthday party, we're going to have special events going on all day that day.
Again, the Arlington Village Farmers Market is open Friday afternoons from 4 to 7 p.m. Their website and updated information can be found at arlingtonvillagefarmersmarket.com. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.